Lift your hands everywhere you are. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you for a night like this. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Very, very quickly. One more time. I welcome everyone here this morning. If there's anybody who is seeing visions with eyes closed, please tap them and tell them this is the time. Our major objective for tonight. I want to speak on glory explosion through worship. When we talk about worship, it is inclusive of praise. Glory explosion. Oh no, I saw ushers, camera just showed us some picture just now, which is not good at all. Somebody lying on the floor, sleeping or something. Please get them up. No time for anybody to be lying at all. Chapter 5, verse 13, 12 to 14. Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, Heman, of Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard, in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever," that then the house was filled with the cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. The Lord bless his word in the name of Jesus. Our objective tonight is to understand the worship way unto glory explosion. When we talk about worship, it is inclusive of praise. By way of introduction, I wanted to say that the way of worship, the way of true worship and praise, is the way of glory explosion. The way of true worship and praise is the way of glory explosion. Question is, what kind of worship? And there are two things we are going to see tonight. What kind of worship will lead to the explosion of God's glory? Number one, worship and praise that is devoid of strife and contention. I like the musicians and worshipers to hear this. Worship and praise that is devoid of strife and contention. The Bible said they were as one. That is, we are not striving. Verse 13. We are not competing. We are not in contention. They were as one. That is why at times I encourage music ministers, when you have a lineup of singers, of ministers, the next person that comes, nothing is wrong with taking off from the last person singing, the last song that was sung, just taking off. Even if it is just to round it off for him, to show that there is a continuity. They were as one. We see the glory of God when worship and praise is devoid of strife, is devoid of contention. Number two, it is worship and praise that is born out of genuine love for God and man, out of genuine love. Love for God, love for man. You love God and you love God's people. You want to honor God and you want God's people to experience God's presence. That kind of worship will explode the glory. Worship that is born out of genuine love. For both God and man. No wonder the psalmist said, the swift psalmist of Israel, the greatest worshiper that ever lived, he said, as the heart pants after the water brook, so my heart pants for you. In Psalm 42, verse 1 to 2. I am longing for you. I am passionate for you. I am desperate for you. And as he worshipped God like that, he saw a glory explosion. Love for God. I'm not trying to impress God or impress people. I just love God and I love people. Number three. It is worship and praise that is centered on gratitude and appreciation to God. They worshiped him saying, for he is good, for his mercies endureth forever. Worshiping with a grateful heart, worshiping with an appreciative heart will lead to the explosion of the glory. For he is good, for his mercies endureth forever. When we don't forget the goodness of God, when we don't forget the mercifulness of God in our worship, we are able to see the glory of God. Worship. There are many people who only sing with their mouth. There is no gratitude. There's no appreciation. There is no thanksgiving. That cannot produce the glory. Number four is worship that is centered on the character of God. So first of all, we are worshiping him with a grateful heart. And then we are worshiping his character. Character. The character of God. That is, Psalm 29 verse 2 says, let's praise God in the beauty of his holiness. And here they are talking about his goodness and his law and his mercies. That is, even if God did not do anything for me, because he is my God, I want to worship him. Do you get that? Even if God did not do anything for me, because he is my God, I love to worship him. Even if God has not done anything, the Bible said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Psalm 150 and in verse 6. Not everyone that was given a car or everyone that got a house. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I want to worship him because he's my God. Worship and praise that is centered on the character of God. Anybody still getting anything there? Say aloud, amen. And number four, or number five now, is worship and praise that comes out of holy and consecrated vessels. Holy and consecrated vessels. Holy and consecrated vessels. The Bible said they had white linen. They worshipped arrayed in white garments. That was a sign of their consecration. Second Chronicles 5 and 12. The Bible said, worship in the beauty of holiness, not the ugliness of iniquity, consecrated vessels. Worship that is coming out of a pure heart and a pure life. That kind of worship will generate the glory. Lift your hands and say, Father. Say it louder, say, Father. Louder, say, Father. Give me the grace to worship you. Give me the grace to be a true worshiper of yours, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say loud, amen. So what kind of worship is a worship that explodes the glory of God? Number one, worship and praise that is devoid of strife and contention. Number two, worship and praise that is born out of genuine love for God and man. Number three, worship and praise that is centered on gratitude and appreciation to God. Number four, worship and praise that is centered on the character of God. Number five, worship and praise that comes out of holy and consecrated vessels. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. The final thing to deal with this morning is what happens when the glory explodes. The glory explosion, what does he do? What happens? Why do we need the explosion of God's glory? Why must the glory of God explode? Number one, when the glory explodes, God takes over. And when God takes over, it is over. Somebody say, when the glory explodes. Say it after me, say, when the glory explodes, God takes over. And when God takes over, it is over. Can you say it again louder? Say, when the glory explodes, God takes over. And when God takes over, it is over. The Bible said the people could no longer stand to minister because God took over. I want to announce to somebody here tonight, as we praise heatedly tonight, if you are in the midst of a battle, God shall take over. That amen can be louder. If you are in the midst of a confrontation, God shall take over. If you are in the midst of a challenge, God shall take over. Lift your hands and say, oh Lord, take over. Take over. Take over. Take over. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the believers amen. Number two, when the glory explodes, things begin to happen at the speed and frequency of God. Things don't happen normally anymore. There is speed in the glory, and I'll say that on Sunday again. When the glory of God manifests, you don't pass through the normal effort to get the results you normally got. The people could no longer stand. Everything was going on, but they were not at work. Everything was going on, but they were not at work. Things were happening, but they were not the ones happening them. God was at work and man is at rest. That's another thing that happens when the glory explodes. Things happen at the speed and frequency of God. Can I announce to somebody here today the kind of results? Now, this is very, very prophetic. The kind of results you are going to see between now and the next 1 month is the result you have never seen in the whole year. That amen can be better. That amen can be better. Stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Help me prophesy to somebody. Tell them the result you will get in the next 1 month shall be bigger than your results of the last 1 year. Help me tell two people around you. Tell them, prophesy it, prophesy it, prophesy it. Prophesy to three other people. The result of your next 1 month shall be bigger than the result of your last 1 year. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Give the Lord a bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Tell one more person the result of your next 1 month. How many of you? Now, let me tell you. Let me tell you the implication of this prophecy. By the next 1 month, you only have 1 month for the year to end. Do you understand? Next 1 month is November Worship and Wonders Night. November. That's the next 1 month. 1 month after that is crossover into next year. That is why you must take this prophetic word serious. Because anything that should happen this year that has not yet happened must happen. It must happen in the next 1 month. Now say it, Clara, say in the name of Jesus, my result of the next 1 month shall be bigger than my result of the last 1 year. Now tell triple again, say your result of the next 1 month shall be bigger than your result of the last 1 year. Give the Lord a big clap. Now, when we begin to dance shortly, you are going to celebrate as if that result has already happened. Give the Lord a big clap and a louder shout of praise. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat 1 moment. Hallelujah! When the glory explodes, things happen at the speed and the frequency. That's right. When the glory explodes, this is a very, very great shot. When the glory explodes, things happen at the speed and the frequency of God. Number three, when the glory explodes, the climate and the atmosphere changes. Hey! How many of us need the climate of your life to change? The atmosphere of your life is too dry. It's too toxic. The climate is too hostile. The Bible says that the cloud filled the room. It filled the house. The climate changed. Somebody is about to experience a positive climate change. If you are that one, shout the loudest. Amen. When the glory explodes, climate changes, atmosphere changes. If you were moving in a climate that was dry, it becomes soaked. You were moving in a climate of rejection, it becomes a climate of acceptance. You are moving in a climate of suspicion, it becomes a climate of loyalty, a climate of confidence, a climate of trust, a climate of faithfulness. If you are moving in a climate that has scarcity, it becomes a climate of prosperity. Do you understand? There is a climate change. Number four, when the glory explodes, the reproach dissolves. Reproach. Because glory swallows up shame the way light swallows up darkness. There was about to be shame at the wedding in Cana of Galilee until in John chapter 2 verse 11, Jesus manifested his glory by turning their water to wine and the shame dissolved. When the glory manifests, the shame dissolves. Everybody who is about to step out of harassment, out of embarrassment, out of shame, into glory, into honor, into dignity, shout the loudest, yes! A louder shout of yes! Somebody shout glory. Shout it three times. Two, three. Somebody shout glory five times. Two, three, four, five. is seven times shout of glory. Shout glory seven times. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Remain standing. Let me tell you the fifth thing that happens when the glory explodes. Are you ready for this? When the glory explodes, a new beginning commences. The glory of God marks the new beginning. That glory that exploded was the opening of a temple. It was a new beginning. Nobody worshipped there before. That glory that manifested was the beginning of a wedding in Canaan. John chapter 2 verse 11. Let God's glory arrive today and let it be the beginning of a new chapter of your life. The beginning of a new lease of health. The beginning of a new lease of life. The beginning of a new testimony. Are you ready for this glory? Stand on your feet and read it with me. The five things I mentioned. When the glory explodes. When the glory explodes. Number one, what happened? When the glory explodes, God takes over. And when God takes over, number two, when the glory explodes, things begin to happen at the speed and frequency. No more go slow. No more snail speed. Number three, when the glory explodes, the climate and atmosphere changes. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, your atmosphere is about to change. The climate of your life is about to change. Say the loudest amen. I spoke with a pastor's wife today. She sent a message here and there. And then I spoke with her. She said, my climate just changed. He said, my climate, he said, whatever it was before you spoke, it changed. There are climatic atmospheric changes. Glory carriers change atmospheres. They change climates. That is what is about to change in your life. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. When the glory explodes, number four, what happened? The reproach. No more will anybody mock you for going to church. No more will anybody mock you for midnight prayer. When the glory explodes, the reproach dissolves. And finally, number five, when the glory explodes, a new beginning. How many of us want to see new beginning of power? You want to see an anointing you haven't seen before. A new beginning of liberty. A new beginning of supernatural openings and supply. Are you ready? We are going to say one word of prayer. After that, I'll make you to provoke the glory, and then we shall proceed into explosion. Lift your voice and say, Father, help me. 1 minute of prayer. Say, Father, help me.
Help me
with the kind of worship. Help me to worship you with the kind of worship that activates your praise. With the kind of worship that activates your glory. Help me with that kind of worship. With that kind of praise. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. Pray. Pray, pray, pray. Help me, Lord, with that kind of worship that activates your glory. That kind of worship. Open your mouth, open your voice, lift your voice, pray. Liberedaya kasada. Lipepete sefeto sotokolana. Rate kesika leyana yala laharana.